A reminder that tonight we continue our series on tefillah, 9 o'clock upstairs and also on Zoom. The topic will be about how do our tefillos affect other people's outcomes? How can my tefillos help someone else? And on the topic of tefillah, we have in this week's parasha the forerunner of what became later our formalized tefillos, and that is the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. This week's parsha, Karban Tamid, one sheep offered as an ola every single day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, that was offered from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu every single day without fail, until it finally stopped on Shivaser B'Tamuz. So if you're looking for a topic for either one or the other, we connected our parsha to Nyanu D'Yoma, as tonight is Shivaser B'Tamuz, to think about what does the Karban Tamid represent, and why did it stop on Shivaser B'Tamuz. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam in that he counts the mitzvah of offering the Tamid morning and afternoon as one mitzvah. Mitzvah 401 in the Sefer HaChinuch is to offer the Karban Tamid daily, twice daily. It's one mitzvah to offer the Karban Tamid twice daily. Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Ramban, who argues and says, no, it's one in the morning, which you can't do in the evening, and one in the evening, which you can't do in the morning. They have different zmanim. They have to be counted as separate mitzvahs in the Taryag. This is an ongoing machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, when it comes to Kriyashban and Torah and other mitzvahs as well. But the Ramban always seems to count the morning and the evening as two separate mitzvahs. And the Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam, who puts them together. The Rambam's idea, like he writes when it comes to tzitzis, when you have two parts of one mitzvah, which has one goal, then you count it as one mitzvah, even if they're separate in terms of how we practice them or how we focus on them. And the Rambam understands that there's some kind of joint tachlis, or some purpose of the Karban Tamid. The two parts are really one central idea. What is that idea? The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Misharshi HaMitzvah, that people are busy. We get lost in our work, we get lost in the daily struggles of life, and it's hard to remember our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard to be focused on Hashem Tamid. It's hard to really focus and remember our mission, our avoda in life. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the great opportunity to service Him early in the morning, and also as the day begins to wane toward the end of the day, to kind of bookend our day of work with Avodas Hashem, which obviously fits very nicely with the idea of the Tefilos Keneged Musaf, Tefilos Keneged Tamidin. The idea of offering our davenings follows the same principle. The idea of the Tefilos Shel Shacharis and the Tefilos Shel Bein Arbayim, which we're doing right now. The idea of bookending our workday, bookending our busy lives, starting off our day, ending off our day, with Avodas Hashem of Karbanos, Avodas Hashem of Tefillah. The idea is very interesting because the Karban Tamid directly parallels or really counteracts the movement of the sun. You know, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. The Karban Tamid was actually offered in the opposite way. There's actually a Masechta called Tamid about the Karban Tamid. And Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara Masechta's Tamid says that the Karban Tamid, it was always shechted in the north of the Azara, as Kachi Kachim were. But in the morning, it was shechted in the west part of the northern Azara. And in the evening, it was always offered on the eastern part. Sun rises in the east, so in the morning, we offer the Karban Tamid in the west. Sun sets in the west, so the evening Tamid is always offered in the east. We're kind of turning our backs on the sun. As opposed to all those who used to worship the sun, we turn our backs on the sun and we say, instead, we're going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Think of the sun as representing work. People back in the day, when they didn't have electrical lights, they worked based on the sun. They worked longer in the summer than the winter because there's more sunlight. In the morning, they get up and they go to work. Nope. Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Daven Shachris. Turn away from the sun. Face the west. And in the evening, after a long day of work, the sun goes on its way down. Bein Arbayim. Ready to go to sleep or just relax. Oh, not yet. Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Time to daven Mincha. Time to daven Marv. The leftover pieces of the Karban Tamid. You got to focus on Avodas Hashem to bookend the days and turn your back on the sun. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph, that has an interesting comment. When they used to do Simchas Pesach Shoeva, they used to draw water, they would always, when they were coming up, coming down, they would turn their backs to the sun and face the Mikdash. They would say, you know, in the morning, sun is in the east, and here the Mikdash faces west. We're used to when we daven, here in North America, we daven facing Mizrach, Mizrach. And we're always used to Mizrach, Mizrach. Everything is east, east, east. Pesach Mikdash worked the opposite way. Everything was Marav, Marav. You're always facing, if you go further west, the more holy you're getting. You have the outer Mizbeach, you have the Ulam, you have the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The further west you go, the more holy you're getting. And the Gemara has that comment to the people who were offering Simchas Pesach Shoeva. They said, our ancestors who did Avodah Zarah, they faced the sun. They bow down to the sun. But we turn our backs on the sun and we go to the Mikdash. The whole Mikdash, not just the Karban Tamid, but the whole Mikdash represented the idea of turning our backs on the sun, turning our backs on Avodah Zarah, turning our backs on a work-centric, on a mundane-centric life, and saying, no, we're going to focus our attention instead on Avodah Hashem. And perhaps that's why the Chorban really got kicked off Shavasa B'Tamuz with the Bitl HaTamid, the Talmud being canceled. One way to say it is, as long as we have this ongoing affirmation of faith, this ongoing avoda, bookending our lives, reminding us of what really is important, we were safe, we were spared. Once we lost the Karban Talmud, that was the beginning of the end. It started the 3 weeks leading all the way, Rachman Alatzan to Tisha B'Av, when we no longer had that strong tamidus, we no longer had that strong sense of faith and ongoing reminders of Avodas Hashem, we lost ourselves until eventually we couldn't turn it around. Or, you could say it the opposite way. When the people stopped showing Hashem, they were actually serving Him. The mitzvos were fake. The people were doing Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Dabim, Gili Arayos. Anyway, Hashem said, you're not going to have a Karban Tamid. You're missing the whole point of the Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid is for people who want to turn their backs on Avodah Zarah, and you're doing Avodah Zarah anyway? You don't deserve to have a Karban Tamid. And that, of course, was the beginning of the end. It wasn't possible for them to maintain a strong connection to Hashem or even to have a Mikdash at all. They're not going to have this attitude of offering Avodas Hashem constantly. They're not going to be able to remain steadfast. They're not going to be able to remain true to Avodas Hashem. The Ein Yaakov quotes a medrash that people seem to know, a bachokas about what's the most important pasuk in the Torah. One opinion says, Shema Yisrael. Another opinion says, V'yahath l'reacha kamocha. One opinion says, the Karban Tamid. Good guess. I like that guy. Guy in the back of the classroom always has a funny answer to you. Karban Tamid is the most important pasuk of the entire Torah. Zakev HaSachad, Tasev HaBoker, Zakev HaSheni, Tasev Ben Arbaya. That's the most important pasuk in the Torah. Shema Yisrael, belief in Hashem, treating fellow man like yourself. Those are the foundations. B'yadon the Makom, B'yadon the Chavero. Additionally, the small nitty-gritties, the small avoda, day in, day out, being able to survive the workday, being able to survive the challenges of life, it requires a Karban Tamid. When there's no Karban Tamid, God forbid this Churban. You have to remember this because we still have the opportunity to offer tamidin in some sense. When a shalva parim svasayin, we get the chance to offer tefillos of shachar and mincha, kenega the karban tamid shel shachar and bein harbayim, and even ma'ariv represents the finishing of the process, finishing up the ivarim upadarim, the leftover pieces of the karban tamid. Now is an opportunity, as we daven ma'ariv right now, to bookend our day, to end off our day with avodas Hashem until tomorrow, where we do it all over again.